York Region said it could fire hundreds of employees in 2 months over refusal to get a COVID-19 vaccine. York Region decided on a COVID-19 staff vaccination policy in August, requiring employees to have 2 COVID-19 vaccine doses by November 1 and provide proof of full vaccination. Although 92% of the municipality's 4,704 employees have fully complied, 294 are either unvaccinated or not disclosing status. Director of Corporate Communications Patrick Casey said those 294 employees stand to be put on unpaid leave November 8 if they do not act. Failure to provide complete proof of vaccination by January 3 could result in employees being terminated effective January 5. With the Delta variant now targeting the unvaccinated and many who are vulnerable, including children not yet eligible to receive a vaccine, the region remains committed in our fight, Casey said. Of the municipality's 4,704 employees, 4,563 have completed disclosure, amounting to 97%. The region has 4,337 fully vaccinated employees and 74 partially vaccinated ones. The 294 employees, 6% of the total, lumps together employees who have not disclosed, have indicated they will not disclose, or who have otherwise confirmed they are unvaccinated. Employees who choose not to disclose their vaccination status are treated as unvaccinated, Casey said. Newmarket and York Region both decided to implement mandatory COVID-19 vaccination policies for staff in late August, both requiring staff to receive their first dose by October 1 and a second dose by November 1. Both policies allow for medical or human rights exemptions and indicated dismissal was possible for staff who did not comply. York Region said it is extending the deadline for partially vaccinated employees to provide proof of complete vaccination by November 18. They must also submit proof of regular testing at their own expense from November 8 to 18. Employees who do not provide their second dose by November 19 will be placed on unpaid leave November 22. Newmarket's unvaccinated staff numbers were not available before publication deadline, but it expects to release that information this week. The policy deadline comes with both Newmarket and York beginning to open more in-person services. Newmarket started to reopen its offices November 1, while York Region Sow Bruce McGregor said the region expects to have more staff working in person in January. It is a work in progress, McGregor told Regional Council October 28. This is, backed up by virtually every health authority as the major defense against the spread of COVID in the community and the workplace. Casey said the York policy is similar to many other public sector employers, and that it ensures employees are protecting themselves, co-workers and families.